Good morning. As most of you know, today is the High Church Festival Sunday of Super Bowl Sunday. It's one of those important days in the church year. And Pastor Henry mentioned in the Confession Absolution that I'm going to be talking about a desolate place. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. I experienced the desolate place 2 weeks ago when Green Bay lost. They should be playing today. But that's what happens. But now let's get to something more fun and more exciting, God's Word, and talk about it. And so, we're going to be talking about Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. And the first thing I want to point out is I will read these verses here. Not yet, though. The word I want to point out is immediately. This is a word that shows up in Mark's gospel a lot. That's the Greek word there. It's pronounced euthus, and that means immediately. And this is the ESV translation. You may have a translation that doesn't use the word immediately, but it's basically the same thing. And immediately gets the point across. And Mark is being intentional with this word in his gospel. And if you're paying attention, you noticed, as Josh read, he even said it a couple times. But I wanted to share this with you. Mark uses this word, euthus, 41 times in his gospel, which is only 16 chapters long. He uses it 32 times in the first six chapters alone. Then in the next four chapters, he uses it eight. And then for the remaining three or four chapters, he only uses it one time. And again, this is intentional. The first time Mark uses it is in Mark 1, verse 10, which is right after Jesus was baptized. He was immediately driven into the desert by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by Satan. We also discussed in the Bible study class that we're doing right now about Mark that Mark was probably helped by somebody that you would all know. His name is Peter. And if you know Peter and anything about his personality and the way he was in the Bible, the immediately kind of makes sense. Peter was all about boom, boom, boom. Got to get this done. Got to do it. He'd speak before he thought. He'd want to be the first one to speak. He'd be the first one to want to do things. And so knowing that, Peter probably helped Mark write this gospel, because Mark was close with Peter, it makes sense why the word immediately is used so much. Because Mark is trying to make the point about the immediacy, the urgency of Jesus and his ministry. And then, of course, getting as quickly as possible to the death and resurrection, which explains there's only one immediately in the last few chapters of Mark. Because he's slowing down, because now he had gotten to the good part. That's where the urgency ends. You know, the book of Mark actually reminds me of a Seinfeld episode. Now, I'm not saying that Mark was a writer of Seinfeld, because that would be heresy, but there's a certain episode called the Yada Yada episode, and that's kind of what reminds me about Mark. Mark's like, yeah, there was this guy, John the Baptist. He was crazy. He was preaching and baptizing people. He baptized Jesus, yada, yada, yada. Jesus died on the cross and rose in the grave. That's kind of the way it is with the book of Mark. So let's take a look at the passage we're going to look at today in Mark chapter 1, verses 29 and following. I'm going to have them up on the screen just to make this point. And you notice I have the immediately big. And I promise you now, whenever you're reading a translation with immediately, you're going to always notice this immediately from now on, because I did when I learned this. And immediately, he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve him. And right here, you notice in these few verses, the urgency of getting through this. Jesus and the disciples are at Peter's mother-in-law's house. And he's there, he's already healed somebody. So let's move on to verses 32 through 34. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. The point here I want to make, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. A reminder, Jesus is 100% God and 100% man at the same time, all the time. What do you think Jesus was experiencing right now? The whole city was gathered at the door so that he could do something for them. Jesus was tired. Have you ever been worn out by people wanting something from you before? Has anybody ever experienced that? If you have kids, and I have four of them, and they're girls, I know at times where there's nights where it's, Dad, can we do this? Can we do that? What about this? Can you help me with my homework? What about this? What about that? And Dad has to escape to his man garage just to get a break from the barrage. But that's not a very serious one. But there are very serious ones where sometimes we just get worn out by people constantly wanting something from us. And this is exactly what happened to Jesus. Jesus was here to do a ministry. Yes, he was here to heal people. And that's what these people wanted, for Jesus to touch them, to heal them, to make them better. And Jesus was tired. He'd had enough. And that leads us to verse 35 in Matthew chapter 1, where it says this, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed." And so the point in your on your sheets, the immediately ends in a desolate place for Jesus. The urgency of his ministry, of his healing, of his going around and talking to people, working with people, the immediately of all that has led Jesus to a desolate place. So let's talk about this desolate place. And as I said, we're doing this Bible study on Mark. Our last one is this Wednesday. And Mark, I've learned as I've studied Mark, is very intentional with the words that he uses and the way he writes his gospel. He's trying to make a point all the time. He's not just writing down random words. And I think it's the same thing with this word, this term, desolate place. It's very intentional. And so when you see this word, the desolate place, other meanings for it could be isolated, abandoned, deserted, lonely. In fact, lonely may be the translation you have in your Bible. Jesus went to a lonely place. But the word that Mark used, really, the desolate is more whole. It's a better translation. The desolate place. Because what do you think of when you think of desolate? Think these words right here. You know, as I mentioned on that first point there, the immediately of Jesus' life led him to a desolate place. And the same exact thing can happen to us. The immediacy in our lives can lead to a desolate place. And I think you all might be able to understand this one. Who has been overwhelmed with the immediately in your life? Has anybody been overwhelmed with that? Who feels like it's immediately all the time and it's immediately go, 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 go? Even during a pandemic, it still felt like that. Who feels like everything has to be done immediately? Is anybody? You know, all this stuff in our lives, all this immediately, all this immediacy, the urgency of everything, can lead us to a desolate place. At times, we can feel isolated. And we all actually literally got to experience this almost a year ago now when everything shut down and we pretty much had to stay in our houses. We had to be isolated from everybody else. It was fun, the six of us. I was finishing up seminary at the time, so I was online finishing classes. My four daughters were all online, and my wife was working from home, so all six of us were online. And it was cool, you know, at first, you know, hanging out, all six of us together, being locked down in the house where you can't do much except spend time with each other. And we got to the point where we were in a desolate place, especially as we were getting down to those last rolls of toilet paper. It was becoming a very desolate place. You know, at times we can feel abandoned. We can feel abandoned maybe by our friends, maybe by our family, maybe by our coworkers, and maybe even by God. Maybe there are times in your life where you feel like you've been abandoned by God. At times we can feel lonely. We can feel lonely, we can feel like there's nobody there. Feel like even God isn't listening and that we're all by ourselves. Just another reminder that our Savior Jesus experienced these exact things when he was hanging on the cross. He was abandoned by all his disciples. He was lonely. He was even abandoned by his own Father, because he was there to die in place of us. So Jesus knows what you're going through when we have these times. And you know, all these things, all these times where we feel abandoned or lonely or deserted can lead us to other things like constant worry. Are there any other worriers in the room? It can lead us to loneliness. It can lead us to sadness, which, of course, you know, can lead to anxiety. It can even lead to depression. Or even all these together. There are times we just flat out find ourselves in a desolate place. Remember I said this term, desolate place, I think was very intentional by Mark. And if we fast forward in the book of Mark to Mark chapter 6, verse 31, Jesus has another experience with his disciples. And in verse 31, listen to what Jesus says to his disciples. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. It's the same term that Mark is using. You know, I think that sometimes this desolate place that we find ourselves in at times doesn't always have to be a bad thing. It doesn't always have to be a negative thing. Maybe there are times in our life that the immediately is intentionally leading us to a desolate place, because that's just where we need to be. Have you ever thought of that? That maybe we do need to be in this desolate place. And you know why? Because the desolate place is where we find Jesus. You go back to Mark chapter 1, just to reread that verse 35. "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus departed and went out to a desolate place. And there he prayed." You see, Jesus needed to get to a desolate place to pray, to be with his Father. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus invites his disciples to a desolate place so that they can rest and to get away from it all. And another interesting thing in that same event in Mark chapter 6, where Jesus invites his disciples to a desolate place, and they are in a desolate place, a literal desolate place where there's nothing around, and there's all kinds of people there, over 5,000 people are there to hear Jesus speak. And in this desolate place, Jesus feeds over 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus fed and nourished the people in this desolate place. And you know what? When we find ourselves in a desolate place, and like I said, maybe it's where we need to be at times, to get away from the immediately and the urgency of life. Jesus feeds and nourishes us as well. There's so much stuff going on, you know, in our lives, and there's constant distractions. We can literally get information on our cell phones 24/7. We can constantly be bombarded with all kinds of stuff constantly. And maybe that desolate place is where we need to go to be with Jesus, where he can feed and nourish us. When there's times that you are feeling lonely and isolated and abandoned, find a desolate place like Jesus did. Pray. Go to your Father in heaven, and he will feed and nourish you just like he did with Jesus. And like I said, in this desolate place, Jesus is there. Jesus understands exactly what you are going through. Because like I said, he experienced all these same emotions while he lived on earth, 100% man, 100% God. He experienced feelings of abandonment, loneliness, sadness, desertion. In fact, Jesus experienced those things when he went to the ultimate of ultimate desolate places, which was the cross, where he hung and died for each and every one of us, so that we will never have to be in a desolate place again. One day when we go to heaven to be with Jesus, we get to go there because of what he did for us on the cross, and there we will experience no more abandonment, no more loneliness, no more sadness, no more desertion, because we will be with the one that loves us so much that he spread his arms out wide on the cross for us. And we thank and praise God for that gift. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.